Blog Talk Radio.
You are now live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm so excited about my guest tonight. You know I'm always excited, super excited. I got my girl Drea Love coming on the show tonight, the winner of the Road to Helsinki Artist Tour Competition that we were talking about during a few months ago that was held in Atlanta, Georgia. She was the winner of the all-expense-paid 9-day tour to Finland, so we're going to be talking to her, listening to her music, and, you know, just enjoying the day, call in, log on. We're going to talk about the election that's going on, you know. I'm pretty sure everyone's just happy. You know, I'm not going to talk about the candidates. Everyone has their own opinion, and I'm going to let everyone have their own opinion. I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to keep my own opinion about the presidency and the election, but make sure you get out there and vote. If you didn't vote already, make sure you go vote, and we will be praying for the whoever becomes president because evidently it's a very hard job. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back on the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts, and here's my main man, Luther Vandross, with Never Too Much. Amazing. And his music, you know, made a lot of babies probably. And his music just talked about love a lot also. And, you know, we don't have to always be talking about love of each other. We can just be talking about general love, you know. I've been learning a lot about love this past couple of weeks, and I'm enjoying my time here in my hometown, Yonkers, New York. Shout out to Yonkers. And, you know, normally you see Miss Goldie turned up somewhere, but I've been turned up in another situation, and we're going to always talk about that. And I got my girl Drea Love coming on tonight. Went up the Road to Helsinki Artist Tour competition. I'm excited about that. And also we have a special guest calling in from California. It's an organization that is putting together arts and entertainment festival about healthy living. So I'm excited to be here about that. I wish I could be out there in California to actually attend it. Shout out to California. And I'm going to take you to a commercial, and we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie to You radio show.
The Ultra Lounge is Roseville's newest place for the 21 and over to come out and play every Friday night. The Ultra Lounge features DJ Mighty Mike in the mix, playing the best in hip-hop and R&B. Drink specials all night, and it's only $10 to get into the Ultra Lounge Friday night. The Ultra Lounge is located at 1100 Orlando Avenue in Roseville. For booth and bottle reservations or to book a party, call 916-248-2120. That's 916-248-2120.
Yes, and we're back with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culturezine Radio Network. And right now, I am going to bring to the line my guest caller about the organization I was just talking about and the event that they're putting together in California. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Miss Goldie to You show.
Hi, how are you, Ms. Goldie? How you doing?
How are you? So tell us all about the organization that's sponsoring this event going on.
Sure. It's my company, Transmedia 360, and just what you said about, I just wanted to chime in real quick on what you said about music and the legends passing on. My uncle-in-law by marriage was the late singer Bobby Womack. So I'm Nina.
Right.
My name is Nina Womack, and this event I'm putting on is called the Healthy Earth Music and Arts Fest, because I've been involved in multimedia and entertainment for so long, and so I wanted to do an arts-based and music-based festival. But in honor of Earth Day, which is April 22nd, I started
right.
this event this year on April 23rd. It's in Leimert Park of California, which is the hub, the African-American cultural hub of South Los Angeles. This is a free community event. I'm calling it a sustainable lifestyle event because it's to teach attendees and South LA residents to how to keep the earth healthy, how to keep ourselves healthy at the same time. So I have lots of activities like sports activities. I have health panels going on, a full multicultural stage. I have performers such as P-Funk Outlaws performing. They were
wow.
former members of Parliament. So they're going to come
yeah.
bring out the George Clinton jams. I have my nephew. Yeah, I have a relative, my cousin, Bobby Womack's nephew. His name is Binky Womack. He's coming out. He's an awesome guitar player and has been playing for 30-something years. He's coming out to do some Bobby Womack songs. I also have the South Central Cartel that's going to be performing down here. If you know about them, they represent the South Central hip-hop, and they perform with Ice-T and just all kinds of people. So this is going to be such a fun event, but it's gearing us to get healthy. Yep, Shakiji will be there with Culturezine. You guys are one of our official media partners, and we thank you for your support and for having me on this radio show. I also wanted to mention some of the health panels, free health panels that we have going on. Like I said, this is a free community event to get our black people up to speed with health and keeping the earth healthy. But we have Mother Love, who's going to be on a panel called Forever Young, The Art of Living Healthy. And she's on a panel with Dr. Tony O'Donnell, who's a naturopathic doctor. And also we have a vegan chef, Babette Davis, who's going to be on that panel. She's 65, a sister,
wow.
And she looks absolutely amazing with a six-pack and everything because she takes care of herself. Like, as we
right.
know, Black people, we suffer from high blood pressure, diabetes, all these health ailments because we have fast food places on every corner and stuff like that. And it's time that we change that. Like, let's get out of the slave master mentality when they used to feed us chitlins and hog mugs and the bottle of the barrel stuff and stuff. You know, like, once in a while, that's okay, but that shouldn't be the bulk
of
your
diet. No, I'm laughing because it's so true. It's like we was trained and raised to eat one thing, but now that you have the freedom and the choice to eat as you should, and I always say that as African American people, the things that happen to us, we do to ourselves. We do it to our
Amen.
Own body. Do it to each other. So if we,
Amen.
You know, still putting the fat back in the collard greens and the frying with the lard and the Crisco, I mean, that's a choice now. We don't have to do that anymore. And I so appreciate you and for coming on my show and sharing this with me. And shout out to everybody in California. Let them know exactly where the festival will be so that they can attend.
Sure. For anybody that's in the area in California, it's at 4300 Degnan Boulevard, and that's Degnan, Los Angeles, California. The zip is 9008. You can also go to the website to see the full schedule and the address. That's at www.healthy, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y, Healthy Earth. EARTH Fest, like festival, FEST.com. We still have some vendor spaces available. Like I said, lots of celebrity participation. We got kids from Disney, Nickelodeon, all cultures.
Wow.
It's a big melting pot of an event. And come down and have some fun and get healthy at the same time.
Right, and it sounds like it's just going to be, I can see this event now. And I know that it's going to be an awesome event. And, you know, we always have to mix the music and the arts and entertainment and things to even get people to pay attention. And it's
yeah.
a wonderful thing that you're doing. And as far as your organization, how can people find you, maybe contribute to your organization, reach out to you?
Sure. You can go to my, if you go to healthyearthfest.com, I have a donation button. I do want to say that I started this, I'm funding this out of my own pocket on my life savings, and it's a very, very small string
well.
Budget. So if you could donate, if somebody could donate $5, $10 or something at healthyearthfest.com, I would appreciate it to help cover the cost of the production. If not, God still will provide. Because this
yes,
is going to be a successful event. But if you feel led to, go there. You can also reach me on Facebook, on Facebook.com, Nina Womack, NINAWOMACK. And my website is transmedia360.net, TRANS as in Sam, media360.net.
That is so amazing. So, Ms. Nina, what brought you to start this organization?
Well, I wanted to I've had a multimedia company since 2006, but I wanted to start this festival because, like I said, I grew up in South Los Angeles, and I started out as a child actor and a print model, right, and while I was living in South L.A. So my mom would take me to auditions or say if I would go to Hollywood entertainment parties, I'd go out to Beverly Hills or the West Side, and everything was nice and clean and beautiful. And then come back home to South LA, and we don't take care of our neighborhoods like other neighborhoods should. So I
right.
just feel led in my spirit to, you know, create change to encourage us, because I'm not intending and leaving my environment. I was born and raised in South Los Angeles, and I love this neighborhood. It's a lot of potential. We just need to take care of it. So it's going
right
through a revitalization process now. There are other, you know, other nationalities that's moving in these minority neighborhoods and revamping it. I've noticed them coming in more and more, and so I think that as African Americans too and Latinos, we need to get up to speed with you know, keeping things beautiful, helping to keep
right
things beautiful.
And I so admire you for that. I love women that do things. I talk about it all the time on my show. I know the guys probably think I'm biased. It's probably only women that listen to my show, but la-di-da, because I feel like us women have the power to change the world. So,
amen.
And what you are saying about your community is so true, and if other communities thought this way, because I love my city of Yonkers too, but everybody that lives in Yonkers and was raised in Yonkers, the thing they always want to do is try to get out of here and go somewhere where things are cleaner and nicer, and we can, you know, clean this up and you know, take
yeah
care of our own communities and have our
yeah
own stores, own communities. It's, I think it's probably one African American bodega, or what, you know, that's what we call the corner stores with everything in it, a bodega. It's probably one African American store in this whole town. So,
wow,
and it's
wow
only African American people. So, who are we purchasing things from? Who's our landlords
mm-hmm
and our doctors
mm-hmm
and who's our pastors and who are the people in our community? The people that come get money in our community don't live in our community. They live somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decide we want to move other places. They come over and they fix up where we left because we couldn't take care of it. And then we say, oh, look, now they're fixing it up. And people want to complain about it, but you could have fixed it up too. And I
exactly
just love what you're doing.
Exactly. Thank
keep
you
the
thank
boat
you
moving
so much.
Yes.
Amen, amen.
Thank
and
you
also,
so much.
Okay, all right, thank you. Oh, do I have a minute or I have to go?
No, you have a minute. You can say what you need to say. This is about reaching out to the community. Culture Zine Radio Network is about the community, and whatever I can share with the community is helpful. Let's go.
Okay, all right, and I just wanted to add on that, too, that this is also benefiting. This event is twofold. It's an environmental and health awareness festival, but it's also bringing awareness to a nonprofit organization called Cure for Hunger, Cure and the number 4hunger.org. And Martin Luther King III is one of their global ambassadors. The Lakers player A.C. Green is a global ambassador to Cure for Hunger. And it's a nonprofit organization that has created this agricultural technology that will revolutionize the farming industry. And there's some of these of this technology that the plan is to feed hungry people for free, you know, go into impoverished areas of the world and feed people for free, because it doesn't make sense that people are starving in this world. So I want to encourage the listeners to go to that website. It's www.cure4hunger, C-U-R-E, the number 4hunger.org, and you can see Martin Luther King III on there talking, and, you know, just look through it and see what this is about, because this is a major situation to eradicate, to end global hunger. So I'm their media ambassador, and I'm helping to promote them, because we're doing this as a collaborative group to help change the world and make this world a better place. I believe we have, like you said, our God-given talent that we're here, at least as far as I'm concerned. I've been given talents by God, which are entertainment-based, to use my artistic talents to serve humanity and to help change the world.
Right. You said that, sis, and I love it. We have to use our God-given talents and our God-given gifts to help change the world, because the devil is sure out there using his talents to destroy the world. So we need to use ours to change the world. And I love what
you're
doing.
Thank
and
you.
I will
Thank
be praying
you,
for you. And I will be supporting you. So send me all the information necessary. I do a lot of marketing and promotion on my Instagram, on my Facebook, and I would love to promote. I would love to help you with that. So, you know, just make sure
you
get me that information. Thank you so much for being a guest on the Ms. Goldie TU Show. I'll be praying for a successful event for you. And
thank you
so much.
Okay, love you so much. Thank you, Ms. Goldie. You're the best.
Thank you so much. If you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Ms. Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts, and we just had Miss Nina Womack on the line, and she's out there in California trying to make it better, trying to make it cleaner, and trying to make it healthier. So just stick with me. Shout out to everybody that's listening on the line. I love y'all. I love the people that support me. Thank you so much. We're going to go to the Artist of the Month, which is MDK with Tell Me What You Want, live at the Nokia Theater.
MDK!
The fire still away. She got a face she won't forget. She kissing like she was ready. Baby, what you playing with? Playing with? Trying to make it complicated, complicated. Trying to bring it out of me, bring it out of me. Baby, just wait and see. Just tell me what you want, babe.
To the new sound of smooth jazz and R&B.
And everybody knows they have
to. Get into the groove, guitarist Mark Drummond and Groovometry. Six Strings, One Love, Chill Out Tronica, and Too Smooth for Words
with Daniel A. Nelson.
The new sound of smooth jazz and R&B is available now from Mark Drummond and Groovometry, from iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital distributors.
If you have just joined us, you are now live with the Miss Goldie TU radio show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culturezine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. Thank you, everybody, for sticking with me through my show. That was Artist of the Week, MDK, with Tell Me What You Want, live at the Nokia Theater. Ooh, I wish I could be live at the Nokia Theater. Shout out to my church, City of the Lord's Praise Temple in Yonkers, New York. They are having an ordination this Saturday at the Salvation Army in Yonkers, and you need to come on out because it's going to be food, fun, and some other festivities that I'm pretty sure that you will be so excited and so happy about. So I got my girl Drea Love. I can't wait to talk to her. But before I bring her in, oh my God, I've been listening to her songs, listening to her singles. She's such an awesome songwriter. I love it. And she's so cute, you guys. I got a chance to see her perform and interview her, and she's so sweet. So I am going to play one of the songs that I like so much. I like them all. Song right here. So we're going to Drea Love with Love in the Night. In the Night.
How could I be falling in? Hi, this is Nina Womack of Transmedia 360, inviting you to come celebrate Earth Day weekend with us at the inaugural Healthy Earth Music and Arts Fest in Leimert Park on Saturday, April 23rd from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. This free premier sustainable lifestyle festival is proud to support Cure for Hunger and City Lights Network. Experience live multicultural entertainment and visit our health pavilion, healthy food vendors, kids and teen zones, sports demos. We offer art and free gardening workshops, informative panels, films, and more. Also, you're invited to our Earth Day Soiree on Friday, April 22nd from 7 to 11 p.m. in Leimert Park. Visit www.healthyearthfest.com. That's healthy, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y, Earth, E-A-R-T-H, Fest, F-E-S-T.com, or call 877-594-1292 for more info. We look forward to seeing you there. Blessings.
If you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Ms. Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. My girl, Drea Love, oh my goodness, that song In the Night is so beautiful. It's just like the perfect serenade. I just love it. Hi, Drea.
Hi, Ms. Goldie. How are you?
Good, and how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly. Are you excited about going overseas?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. This is, like, the best thing that's probably happened to me, because I would say that because I have worked so hard to get somewhere in my career, and it's just a great opportunity for me to start, you know, overseas. And I heard that, you know, people accept other people from America, you know, they take on to their music more than people in America would, you know what I mean? So I'm just so excited to meet the people over there and to perform and stuff. You have no idea.
I am so excited for you, and it definitely was a win well earned. I've been listening to your music. I've been, you know, doing my research on you, and you are really an incredible singer, performer, and songwriter.
Thank you.
So did you write that song In the Night?
I actually had a co-writer. Her name is Lucia Cash. Shout out to her. She's listening. But we got together and did that. The actual track was produced by my boy Reddy. He's one of my regular producers. And when we wrote it, I just felt like it was, just like you said, it's like a serenade. And I actually have a video.
Hey.
It's a short video on YouTube right now. But I performed it live, actually, downtown, and I did it live with a band, and it sounded so good. And I'm so in love with that song because it has that acoustic feel, and I love acoustic guitar.
Hey.
So I was so excited to do that song. It was just so soulful to me and so dear to my heart that it's just, when I performed it, you could tell that I loved the song, basically. So I was excited about that song.
And I fell in right. Isn't it funny that that's the song that is my favorite?
Really? You know, when I send people my music, that is either that one or the song that I have Lights Down. It's none of my dance music, but they really like this song, and I'm really happy about it. Because the songs that you think that people wouldn't like are the songs that people most like, and I'm super excited about it.
Tell me about it, because when I create songs, and it's mostly the songs that I probably wasn't even feeling like that, and people keep saying, "Well, I just went in there and did it," and people, "Oh, I love that song," and I'm like, "Really? Like, well, I got a better song that you know that I think is the better song." But when we create music, we don't create it for ourselves; we create it for other people. So it's not about what we like; it's about what they like.
And the votes came in,
and everybody loved your music and your performance and just your whole personality. Sometimes people perform and people make music and they think it's, oh, it's about my music or it's about how I look.
Right.
It's not. It's the whole package, in the performance, the music, in your spirit, and what you know you bring to the table as an artist. So tell us, Where is Drea Love from?
Drea Love is actually from Macomb, Mississippi. I was raised there. You know, I'm a little country girl, so I was raised there, and I went to college there. And as soon as I graduated from college from Southern Miss in Hattiesburg, I moved to Birmingham for a job, and then I kind of migrated over to Atlanta. That was back in 2005, and I've been here ever since. So I'm loving it. I couldn't stay in a small town. I love my people from back home, but it was just I didn't see myself going anywhere. You know, from there, you know what I mean? So I had to make moves and make it happen for myself. So that's what happened.
And with patience and prayer and God, things happen. And you ended up receiving an opportunity that artists can't really pay unless, you know, it's like major artists or whatever. So what started you, how long have you been singing? What started you with the music?
I actually started singing when I was little in the church. So I had to be in the church choir. I was at choir rehearsal every week with my mom. So that's why I actually started. But professionally, I've been doing it since for a long time, since about 2008 maybe. I really took it serious. And so I've just been on my grind since then. And me and my husband was talking the other day. We didn't want this to go in vain because I really thought I was just going to give up because I felt like I wasn't getting anywhere. You know, we ran into people who said they could do this for us and do that, and I was working real hard. I was doing the videos, doing the hosting other parties and things like that, trying to get myself out there, my brand, and things weren't moving like we wanted to, and we almost did give up, but thank God Ra-Ra came back in the scene because he actually knows my husband from the same hometown, but they actually gave me this opportunity. But he's like, I see your grind. I see what you're doing, Drea, and I love it, and I want you to perform. And, I didn't think nothing about it when he asked me to. I was like, okay, well, this is just another night I was going to perform. I didn't think I was going to win because there was so many great artists there, you know.
Right.
I enjoyed meeting everybody there, and I was just happy to be around it again to just get my spirit back up, you know what I mean? Because I felt down about it for a long time, but because we've been doing it so long and nothing wasn't really happening, but we just didn't want to give up, you know what I mean? So we just prayed about it, and I was just doing my thing, and I really got back into it, and I'm so thankful that this opportunity has come along because this is where I always wanted to be. I've always wanted to be on the stage. And to me, it's not about, you know, people becoming a celebrity and about the money. It's about what I like to do. I like to get on the stage and perform and show my butt off. You know, I like everybody say, you turn into a whole different person because I'm usually a shy person when you get to talk to me and stuff in person. But once I get on that stage, it's just another side of me, and I love it, you know. And I just like to perform for people. I like to make people happy, you know, just bring something else out of people that they want to see out of themselves. You know what I mean? I want to be an inspiration to people, you know. So that's what I would like
to do. That's why when you go and like you, the key word is what you said, you and your husband prayed about it. And just when you gave up what you was trying to do, God probably was just watching you, saying, when's she going to let me do it? When's she going to let me do it? But you wasn't letting God do it. So when you gave up is when he came and picked you up. So you and your husband prayed about it. And out of all those awesome artists, and I'm telling you, though every artist in there basically was handpicked. We didn't really, you know, just take any artist that came and wanted to perform at that event. Those artists was researched. Though we looked in the backgrounds of these artists and seen what type of artists they were. And so you was not in a room full of people that, you know, I'm not going to say your competition was easy. It wasn't. That's what I'm trying to say.
Your competition was not easy. Right.
And God made you, and you had to get up and perform behind this big old band. Oh, my goodness. Guys, if you was there, and I mean, this band put on a show. They put on a show, like a circus.
I didn't even want to go on after that. I was like, I'm not going after
you. And I looked at you, I said, all right, now, you going to, she said, all right, I'm going to go. And you got up there humbly. No artist was not going to step to that mic after those people. It would have had to be somebody else. So God put you where he wanted to put you, and he moved you to where you need to be. And I'm just so happy for you. And right now we're going to go into another one of your songs that I thought was so cute, and it's featuring Beanie Man. Tell me about that song before I play it right quick.
But I'm so excited about this song because it's for the summer. It's for my summer people. You know, they're ready for the barbecues and stuff. And so it's a cute song to play, you know, in the club too. And wherever you at, it's just a nice summer song. And I love it. And I'm so glad Beanie, he collaborated with me on it. And he's so nice and sweet. Every time he comes to Atlanta, we meet up and we talk and stuff. It don't even have to be about business. He's just a real nice guy. He's a genuine guy. And I was so thankful that he was able to get on the song with me. And I just love it. So I hope you guys like it. It's a reggae-type pop beat, so I hope y'all enjoy it.
And shout out to Beanie Man. And here we go with Miss Drea Love and Summer Fun.
You master, Todd,
the rhythm god.
Yo, this is Drea Love.
Alongside the doctor. Oh,
we're ready for the summer.
Are now live with the Miss Goldie TU radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives, and we support our community, and we support our independent artists. And if you have just tuned in, I am so live right now with my girl, Miss Drea Love, and we just got finished listening to her single featuring Beanie Man, called Summer Love, and that was so, I mean, Summer Fun. I keep putting love in every song of yours now. Love in the night, I'ma find love, all my songs, but In the Night is definitely going to be in my playlist. So, Miss Drea, tell us about some of the things that you have done and some of the artists you've worked with.
Oh, my goodness. I've, like I said, since I've been doing this, I've been working really hard. I've opened for a lot of artists. I've gotten a chance to open a major party for R. Kelly. I opened for him. I've opened for Dave Hollister, Dwelle. I've worked with some of T.I.'s people. I've been on my grind, literally. I've been bumping heads with everybody. You know, wherever I can network at, that's where I am. Bigger Rankings, everybody, all the DJs and stuff like that. So I've been working with a lot of different people, but my most memorable was meeting R. Kelly and being able to open for him and to say, for him to tell me that he loved my performance and he wasn't lying about it, because you could tell when people lie about stuff. I'd be like, but that was my most memorable performance. And the highlight with Beanie Man as well. Those are my most two highlights, and I'm just so thankful that I'm able to be put in these positions to meet different people. You know, like I was blessed to meet you and blessed to meet Harry from BFC Foods in Finland, you know, and people like that. You know, when you're put in that position, you feel like it's your time, you know what I mean? So, and shout out to Rara Entertainment as well, and you know, I'm just so thankful to be put in these positions where I can meet these different people and have great opportunities to show my craft. So,
yes, and definitely a big shout out to Harry over there in Finland, where the tour is going to take place. Shout out to Rara Entertainment and Buffalo Foods. It's a wonderful opportunity that they are allowing artists. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, while you're telling me all the stuff that you've done and the music that you made, so I'm like, so what makes her think, you know, that it was time to give up or that you didn't make it? So me as an artist, I never thought Goldilocks would make it out of my living room. So I don't care if I haven't done what R. Kelly or whoever these people have done. I've done more than I ever thought I was going to do. So you've done so much already, and you should never give up on your dreams, because dreams are something, they happen when God wants them to happen, not when we want them to happen. And as long as you keep on moving, your resume is incredible. You have major artists that probably don't have the resume that you have, or have the music or the talent or the God-given gifts that you have. And I just applaud you. You are one of my sisters. I love your gift.
You.
I love your craft. And you just got to keep doing it. And I'm looking forward to you going overseas. And I know they're going to love you over there, because you have that type
of
music.
Are you going?
Well, Ms. Goldie, me and you will talk about that, girl.
Okay. I was just being.
You know, I never like to track my movements on the.
Right.
You know, they call me like Dora the Explorer. What's the other name they call me? Carmen San Diego. Because I'm just always over the place.
All over the place. You miss international.
Never know. I wish I had a teleport that I could just teleport myself all over different places. But you know, it's gonna be a wonderful event. And I'm excited about it, and I know you're definitely excited about it.
I know Rara
and Harry and Jay Hustle. Shout out to Jay Hustle with his single
Hustle,
overseas.
Yeah. I'm
also going over there with her.
Huh?
Yes. I want to play this song right now, Lights Down.
Okay.
So we will be back on the Miss Goldie TU radio show with my girl, Drea Love, and I'm not going to put Love in the Lights Down song. Oh, I already did.
Okay.
Bye.
have just tuned in. You are now live with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts, and I'm on the live with my girl, Drea Love. We done played some singles, and if you missed it, you can always go to the website, www.culturezine, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-Z-I-N-E, radio.com, and you can listen to my show, all the other shows, the Ed Water Show, Shaquille Show, the Gospel Show. It's a lot of good shows on here. You know, just log on to the site. You can see all about us. If you want to be Artist of the Month, Artist of the Week, go to the website and get all the information. So, my girl Drea, tell everyone where they can find you at, where they can follow you at, and how they can listen to your music.
Okay, well, actually, that song that you just played, Lights Down, I have a video for it. It's on Vevo, and it's reached over 100,000 views, and I'm so excited about it. That was my baby right there. So I love that song. But everybody can find me on YouTube at DreaLove909, or you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Drea_Love2. That's Drea_Love in the number 2. Also, catch me on Facebook at Drea. But I want everybody to go and check out my videos on YouTube and Vevo. It's Drea Love. And just tell me what you think. Leave a comment, like it, or if you don't, that's fine too. Leave a comment anyway. But I just want y'all to check me out everywhere. And I want to give a big shout out to Miss Goldie, to you, for having me on. And I appreciate you so much. And I was so happy to meet you, because when I first talked to you on the phone to set up, you know, the whole thing about performing and everything, and you just had a big energy about you, and I just loved the way you were just talking to me. So, and I was just so excited to meet you that night at the on the Road to Helsinki competition. But thank you for allowing me to be on your show tonight, and also shout out to Rawa Entertainment.
You. On my show, and I definitely am gonna keep playing your music. We break singles over here. We break artists at Culture Zine Radio Network, and I will continue to play my favorite Drea Love songs. They will be in my playlist. And anything that you have new, you just send it on over to me, girl. And I'm
brilliant. I definitely will. I appreciate you so much.
Yes. So, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. I enjoyed you. I enjoyed Miss Drea Love. I enjoyed Miss Nina Womack with the event out there in California. And I just joy everybody and love everybody, you know. That's what it's about, love, loving each other, love and respect. And we're going to take it out of here with Miss Drea Love's single. I'm not going to put love in it, okay?
You can. Only you can, Miss Goldie. Only you.
I'm going to name every song. That's that love song. That's that Drea Love song. So I'm going to play Dance With Me. And thank you for tuning in, everybody. And I'll see you next Tuesday on the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show. Mwah.
Excitement in the air, and tonight we just picture, you are the frame. I can be dirty, or I can be nice. If I fall in love, it must be one of these.